defining moments in our history. Enslaved Africans in the Jesuit bloc. Between 1613 and 1767, many social actors participated in the construction of the Jesuit bloc. As in many other aspects of colonial society, division of labor was very noticeable. Most of the productive activities were carried out at forced labor. In the case of the Society of Jesus, records show that by 1767, they owned around 2,000 slaves. Many of these enslaved men, women, and children worked in this block. They lived in rancherias, a group of simple dwellings in the south border of the block. They were skilled masons, carpenters, blacksmiths, weavers, bakers, and musicians. They formed the orchestra and choir of the church. After the Jesuits were expelled by the king in 1767, the Junta de Temporalidades, Board of Temporalities, made an inventory of the property of the Society of Jesus. The records also include the name and age, and sometimes trade, of every enslaved person owned by the Society of Jesus in Córdoba. These documents are held by the university's historical archive, and they are of great interest to researchers and people who wish to find out more about Argentinians' African roots. For this reason, the Jesuit bloc is listed as a site of memory that bears witness to the history of the slave trade and slavery. We intend to educate and to increase awareness and dialogue about it.